Welcome, everyone, to episode number 3 of the IPG Laser Cube podcast. And as I mentioned in episode 2, this is really kind of a two-part series talking about one of the best aspects that at least mentioned the most when we were interviewing people about the Laser Cube was the size of the Laser Cube. And so in episode 2, we talked a lot about this, and we're continuing that here in episode 3. And we're going to start things off with Brandon from Stock Manufacturing.
That's right. Brandon, he has 2 Laser Cubes. And I think he has a total of 5 lasers in his shop. And 2 of them are large machines with automation, or I think 3 have automation. So he owns 3 different brands of lasers, and the Laser Cube fits in right with everybody else's laser. So he does a pretty good job with it.
Yes. So let's play what Brandon had to say.
The ease of use, you know, the small footprint that it takes up, ease of use, cleanliness of the machine. It's very easy to maintain. It's very user-friendly. You know, we came from a world of CO2 lasers originally, and it's obviously a different process. There's a lot more maintenance expense that goes along with the CO2 system. The fiber system, it's clean. It's simple to set the machine up. It's simple to teach somebody how to operate it. It does a good job performance-wise, nice clean cut. We rarely run into issues where we have to clean parts up. So for the most part, it's just been a huge step up from the CO2 systems that we're used to.
Now, I do kind of like that he also mentioned the maintenance, because usually when you think about things being smaller, you think about that's going to be more difficult to like take care of. And that doesn't seem to be the issue with the Laser Cube.
Well, I had never thought of that, because I know in the case, I'm sure other bigger fiber lasers are the same as ours, and that the main thing you want to do is you want to keep the environment clean. And that reduces your maintenance, and that is the maintenance on the Laser Cube is cleaning. So I like it.
Now, next up, we have a clip. We're going to play 2 clips from Lucas. Did you want to add anything before I play the clips?
Just that they're a little bit different business at Texas Nameplate. So Lucas programs all the machines. He has 3 Laser Cubes, and for the most part, they're processing stainless steel sheets they've already chemically etched.
All right, well, let's play the first of 2 clips that we have from Lucas.
Some places don't want to have to supply or have on hand the larger sheets of material, like the 5x10 or the 4x8. You're never going to use all that material. So we typically run an 18x24 sheet, something that's smaller. We do run bigger 4x4 sheets for blank jobs, but what eats up the time, what eats up, you know, you have a small footprint machine, you want to utilize that bed as big as possible. And in our industry, you're not using that full 8x8 bed. Probably programming and figuring out how to run that would probably take forever, especially for a job that's when you're only doing 20 parts. So that's why we chose a small, that's why we're always looking for a small footprint machine.
So Lucas, once again, mentioned something that we talked about in the second podcast, which was just the turnover and just being efficient with your time.
Well, I think a lot of times manufacturing, especially in the United States, people aren't looking at, well, how many parts did I make in a day? They're thinking more like, how many jobs did I get in and out of?
So yeah.
How many invoices did I create today?
Now, we have another clip from Lucas here. Let's play that one right now.
With a larger one, you put more sheets on there, but it becomes more of a kind of a challenge to program. So we started off with the 1, and when we first got the machine, we were very hesitant to put anything on it because of our previous experiences with laser cutting. So what we ended up doing is by the first week, we were looking for stuff to put on it because it just, we did a lot of planning before we got the machine, working with IPG and working with Dean and working with IPG. They got us where when that thing hit the floor and they got it up and going in a day, we were cutting parts that second day.
So no, it doesn't have a lot to do with the size, but I would think that being able to use the machine that quickly upon getting it is something that people would probably like to know.
Yeah. So it's the machine is pretty much unitized. So you place it on the floor. I know when we take it to shows, we don't even level the machine out. And it's sitting on carpet. So.
And then our final clip, we're going to talk to Nick, correct?
Yeah. So Nick at Drastic Tool, he pretty much just sums it up.
That's correct. So let's go right to Nick and hear what he has to say.
Has been a huge advantage because we are limited on space. So, you know, when we started looking at lasers, every other machine on the market, we needed 25 feet by 15 feet wide. We couldn't do it. And when we found the IPG, we're like, man, this is a perfect fit for us because it was really the exact same size as the machine that we were removing.
So that goes back once again to the benefit of the size of the machine and just people who may think that they're going to need a lot more space in order for their shop to have a machine like that. That's where the Laser Cube comes in.
You know, it's the good price. It's how many heads on the machine is how much money you're going to be able to make. So if we can get a couple machines in the same space as one, I think people can make more money.
And I think the more space, so if you can have space for seven machines, that's something that you would very much appreciate.
I would appreciate that.
which does seem to be a theme for a lot of the people that we are talking to.
Well, so. Rapid's in first place, but if somebody out there wants to come in second or third, or go into first place, that'd be perfect. Yeah.
Those are the kind of races that we like to see.
Exactly.
All right. So that has been it for episode number three, talking about the footprint, so the small footprint of the Laser Cube. A lot more topics to get you on this Laser Cube podcast. And so, Dean, once again, thanks for being here with me, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Tyler.